AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is sentenced to more than 22 years in prison for the murder of George Floyd.
Justice would have been George Floyd never have been killed.
The Reverend Al Sharpton, after the sentencing of former officer Derek Chauvin, as heard on Court TV.
The longest sentence they've ever given. But it is not justice.
22 and a half years, possibly less with parole, but the judge added prison time for what he called particular cruelty to George Floyd. President Biden commented from Washington.
Under the guidelines, that seems to be appropriate.
Chauvin's mother said her son isn't the horrible person portrayed by the prosecution.
My son is a good man.
The videotaped killing of George Floyd sparked months of protests across the country last year and forced some changes in the name of social justice. Floyd's brother, Phil Anise.
George is not here. But his spirit lives here.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Chauvin faces a federal trial. Three other former officers also have pending state and federal trials. U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn, who battled hand-to-hand with those who invaded the Capitol on January 6th, and Washington, D.C. Metro Officer Michael Fenome, who was beaten and injured by those in the mob, finally had their chance to meet with House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy, demanding he and his fellow Republicans take the Select Committee investigating the attack seriously.
And I asked him for some specific commitments. One of them was to take the Select Committee seriously and appoint serious participants, not obstructionists.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced plans to form the committee after a bipartisan commission was blocked by Senate Republicans. The attack came after a speech by now former President Donald Trump. People in the crowd invading the Capitol in a failed effort to stop the confirmation of the Electoral College results in favor of now President Biden. This is AP News. The Justice Department is suing the state of Georgia after its legislature passed a restrictive election measure signed by Republican Governor Brian Kemp.
They are coming for you next. They're coming for your state, your ball game, your election laws, your business, and your way of life.
Kristen Clark, the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights at the Department of Justice, says the law passed shortly after the election severely restricts absentee voting in the state.
These changes come immediately after successful absentee voting in the 2020 election cycle, especially among Black voters. SB 202 seeks to halt and reverse this progress.
The measure also includes voter ID for mail-in ballots, shortens the timeline for requesting such ballots, and limits the number of drop boxes in Metro Atlanta. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.